Unit 14, Lesson 2, Vocabulary. Read the group of expressions below. It shows a suitable title from the table for each group. Then write it on the green line. Starting a phone conversation. Ending a conversation. Solution. Problems getting through. Asking for someone. Asking who is on the phone. Number one. Space. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Bahir Saada. Bahir Saada speaking. Number two. Space. Who's speaking? Who's calling? Number three, space. Can or could I speak to Mr. Smith, please? Mr. Smith, please. Is Mr. Smith around? Number four, space. The line is busy. There is no reply. Sorry, wrong number. I am sorry, Mr. Brown is out at the moment. Or isn't in today, or is on another line. Number five, space. I'll ring him or her back later. Could you ask him or her to call me? Can I take a message? Dial number, space. Hold the line, please. Hang up and try again later. Number six, space. Thank you, goodbye. Thank you for your help. Thanks for calling. I look forward to seeing you or hearing from you soon. Exercise B. The above expressions are either used by the caller, the receiver, or both. Read them. Then write C for the caller, R for receiver, or B for both next to the number. C. In pairs, make up a phone conversation asking for someone, making a doctor appointment, an invitation, a hotel or a plane reservation. Reading. A. Do you spend too much time on the phone? Can you think of some tips to spend less time on the phone? B. Read the following passage, then underline the main ideas. Who's in control? Telephones are probably the most important communication tool of all times. People can use them almost any time and anywhere. They can use it in the house, the car, the office, and even on the street. Today, telephones do not only allow voice communication, they are also important for emails, messages, web browsing, and more. This has made the telephone time-wasting tool as well. Therefore, it is very important to use it wisely. Here is some advice. Number one. Use the phone only when there is a need. Keep in mind that phones are not for entertainment. Number two, limit your calling time. Remember that the listener's time is just as important as yours. Three, be specific. Explain the reason for your call and avoid long introductions. 4. Avoid talking to other people while you are on the phone. 5. Do not answer the phone while munching food. This will force you to repeat whatever you have said. 6. Use answering machines. They are very useful. They receive all your calls, then later on in your free time, you can return the calls you wish. Use the telephone wisely. Remember, when it comes to telephones, you should be in control. C. Paraphrase the main ideas. D. Write a summary of the passage.